Good morning.
Welcome to DIY
Episode 2.
Episode 2. Hi, I'm Anna.
I'm Yana.
I'm Kyla. We made it to episode 2.
Wow, correct. Hindi kami scam.
Not yet.
Hindi kami scam.
In episode 3 pa.
Sa episode 3 ba de-delay? Okay, so today, what are we talking about? Today, we're talking about traveling with friends.
Yes.
Okay, so yun yung topic natin today. Paano nga ba mag-travel with friends? Mahirap ba? Madali ba? Kayo, anong tingin ninyo? What do you think?
Ako, I think.
As people who usually travel with friends.
I think with us, it's very easy. What? I'd like to compliment our friendship because... Ano ba to? Bakit ba? Seryoso? Pero hindi nga. I think naman na tayo as friends, speaking from experience, we're really good travelers. We can travel together. There's no issue. It's happiness.
Totoo naman. So sa group kasi natin, very maganda yung travel dynamics ng group natin. So it really differs from like
per group,
person to person, per group, kung paano yung kumbaga dynamics ninyo sa isa't isa when it comes to traveling. First topic natin is planning. Ano ba pinaka, 'di ba? Ano ba important part when traveling with friends? You have to plan, of course.
Yes.
Kasi wala kayong kapupuntahan kung hindi kayo magpaplano. So how do we plan?
Normally, we choose kung maglo-local tayo or mag-international muna. That's what we usually decide on first.
We usually decide on the destination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the destination that we're going, if it's local, international, malayo, malapit, or yun lang.
Yeah, our friendship. Kasi we really try our best to travel once a year. Since 2015, I think.
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, pero nung college kami, like, I think may out-of-town na nangyari. A few out-of-towns na we wouldn't really consider a trip because sometimes it's so spontaneous or whatnot. Kasi it also entails a little planning lang if like, oh, let's go. Parang something like that lang.
Minsan nga, walang planning.
Yeah, pero...
Totoo.
Wala talaga. Especially for them. Wow, may pa-especially. Wow.
Nanuro?
Bakit may name drop?
Yeah, pero ayun. Yeah, we travel once a year. Sometimes more than once a year. 3-4 times a year.
Time and money per meeting.
Always together. And we try our best. We like explore. We like doing things together. We like exploring other cultures together. Kaya it's very interesting to talk about this. Kasi malaki kami sa group. So, you know, if you travel and sleep in stay in one house together, dun lumalabas yung mga quirks ng isa't isa. But for some reason, for our group, it works.
Totoo naman.
We all manage.
Yun, true. When it comes to destination kasi, what we usually consider is if may nakapunta na ba from any of us dun sa place na yon. Usually, we prefer na wala pang nakakapunta sa place na yon. And then, when we choose kung domestic ba or international, madaming factors na nagpe-play into it. Sometimes the budget, sometimes yung time constraint. Siyempre, when you travel international, mas gusto niyo to spend more days. Kasi, alis ka na lang. Diba? Alis ka na lang ng ibang bansa. I-consider na natin siya.
Yes.
Na medyo tagalan natin.
But,
tapos pagka-domestic, mas kaya na, mas onting days. Kasi, kinoconsider natin yung travel time.
Yes.
Bakit ka natatawa?
Yana? Kasi nung binabagit mo yung mga travel days natin. Ang ano ko laging naaalala. Parang napakagaling natin pumili lagi ng mga araw.
But
lagi tayo magta-travel either just before a long vacation or long holiday or after. Never on the holiday
because,
itself.
Because, you know, we're great. We're great.
Correct.
We need to rest.
Correct. Isang thing about our barkada is hindi kami nagta-travel during the holidays.
No, we don't.
Either a week before the holidays or after the holidays.
Or
basta hindi dun sa days na talagang
holiday.
Sakto. Yes. So yun, bukod pala dun sa, yun, isa yun sa kinoconsider din namin is when the travel dates would be. Kung ilang days yung kaya ng mga travelers involved. Or sa amin, yung barkada namin. Kung ilang days yung kaya namin magpunta to a certain place.
Yes. And then what's usually once we do have a place in mind na, and then what do you usually do next? Do we start taking into consideration yung budget natin per person?
Sorry, no.
Not
what
yet,
we do actually. Is actually even before planning, this is what happens. Ito yung totoong nangyari.
In reality.
Siyempre, ganito yung conversation sa amin when we meet. Pero, ganito talaga in reality. Yana messages us in the middle of the night and goes, "Oy, sale to.
Nakabook na kayo."
Minsan may tanong, pero minsan, surprise! Book ka na! Or she asks.
Magigising ka.
She asks, pero kahit hindi ka nag-reply, book ka na. We're going to Korea.
Correct. Magigising ka, may ticket ka na.
Yes. Ganun kasi kami, kasi nga, syempre, may iba na hindi nagpupuyat. May iba na abangers talaga si sales, ganyan. Or kahit ano, like, nag-check-check. Tapos, meron kasi kami yung Google Docs na nandun lahat ng password information.
Password information. Totoo.
Yes.
So, wala nang choice, you know? It's available for everybody's consumption.
Yes.
Actually, tip for those na may friends who want to travel, meron kaming Google Sheet na halagay doon lahat ng mga personal information namin. Like yung passport details na kailangan for booking, address, mobile number, the full name, nandun lahat. So, napakadali talagang mabudol.
That's how much we trust each
at
other.
At makalagkan.
Yes, actually, correct, oo, correct totoo. Most of our trips, actually, yung mga places, mga medyo semi-biglaan yung kung saan na, uy, sale, sige, tara, let's go, book, bye.
Correct, correct. Totoo naman.
Although,
may mga ganong instances.
Nagpa-planning session tayo. We try.
Nagpa-planning session.
Yeah.
We do try.
But we meet up to plan.
At kamigin was planned.
That was super planned. Kasi,
kasi may international
may celebration.
Yes.
Because we're celebrating the 10th year anniversary. So, planan talaga natin na we really had to travel.
I think Bacolod was planned also.
Bacolod was also planned kasi we had to book early on kasi yung mga hotels dahil nga festival siya. Pero yung Kamigin, naalala ko, si Zeren, napilitang lang mag-extend. Tama ba? Dapat she was supposed to go home back to the US. Pero dahil may Kamigin tayo, she had to move back her dates.
Her dates.
Kasi binook natin siya nang hindi niya alam.
Isa pa yun, kami kung makabook kami, lakas ng loob namin, pero we forget that we don't live, not everyone lives in the Philippines.
Ito pa yung nakakatawa, natatandaan ko sa Kamigin, nag-tag team kami ni Yana. Yana booked 4 people, tapos I booked 4 people.
Nasa
I booked Jarel, Kyla, and Kari, tapos you booked Lauren,
sila Martina,
Erica, Martina, and you.
Nasa kotse pa ako noon kasi sale yun. Naalala ko na sale yun. Habang nagdadrive si Basil sa car, nagkaganan ako sa laptop ko. Kaya.
Tapos nakakatawa. Ayun, next thing we know, 10-year anniversary ng barkada namin na sa Kamigin kami.
That was a really good
thing. We take into consideration then the airfare. Usually, we prefer not seat sale, ganoon. Hindi naman kami very particular sa kailangan. Like,
anong
super
airline?
Ganda no seat.
Lalo na
airline,
pagka short trips lang yung flight.
Yes.
Lalo na yung,
especially if maiksi lang yung, yung travel time.
And
yes.
So, what people don't know then is sometimes we take different airlines. See you then.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yeah. Isa pala tong tip. Kasi baka yung iba inisip nala, dahil like barkada trip, ganyan. Kailangan
sabay-sabay.
Same flight time, same airline. Kailangan may kasama ka ganun. Kami sa barkada namin, hindi kami ganun ka-choosy. Like, it's okay for us to take different
flights, different times, yes.
Different airlines. Basta may days lang kami sa certain place na yun na kailangan nandun ka.
Yeah.
So, okay lang kahit iba-iba yung oras ng dating. iba-iba kayo ng airlines. Hindi kami very particular doon. Basta importante, dun sa destination, sama-sama kami.
Yes. Mm-mm. Kasi minsan, true, hindi naman, yes, ano, lahat kaya kuhana nung seat sale price.
Kasi, syempre, pagka seat sale, mabilis din maubos. So, minsan, ginagawa namin, if hindi na-book agad lahat during the seat sale, yung mga hindi na-book during the seat sale, mag-iintay muna na mag-seat sale ulit.
Mm-hmm.
Same dates, ganon. Pero okay lang kahit different yung time. Mamaya, iba pala yung destination.
Ibang destination.
Iba pala yung pinuntahan. Pasensya na, mali pala yung na-book ko.
Correct. Iba pala yung destination na napuntahan. Okay, tapos once na na-settle na namin, like, na-make sure namin na all the flights are settled, or, like, basta yung transportation namin, sure kami na, will be at the same place during the same dates. Doon namin chine-check yung accommodation.
Yes.
How do we go about accommodation?
Oh, we all have our hard limits and soft limits,
yeah,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Lahat kami may very kanya-kanyang requests. Kami.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Kung ano kami, kasi we have sub-units.
Sub-units?
That's like coming, like tayong tatlo, diba? Tayo yung nag-first international trip together-ish.
Yeah,
kasi kami ni Carrie,
so
nag-travel na kami together sa abroad. Pero dalawa lang kami, so that's easier. Pero like tayong tatlo, we can stay in one room together, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Mas ano tayo, may ganong factors na, o sinong,
yes,
ilang bedroom dapat, banyo, ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
So, hotel ba or Airbnb? That's also mm-hmm. things
yes.
that we consider.
Actually, ang pinaka-consider namin is the location.
Yes.
Ah, yes.
Kasi,
number one.
Kasi usually, when we travel, important sa amin yung location kung saan yung accommodation namin. Kasi, usually commute kapag nagta-travel kami. So, important sa amin malapit sa station,
yes,
or malapit sa bus stop, or kung mura lang yung taxi, di ba? Mura lang yung taxi dun sa place. And like, for example, sa Kota, kasi di ba yung place natin is medyo
far,
tago, malayo
oh,
yeah, sa city.
But
we
then,
had
accessible
to
lang taxi.
Oo. Pero accessible naman siya ng taxi. Tapos hindi ganun kamahal yung taxi sa Kota. So, we had to do, parang service yun eh, di ba? We had to call.
Private.
Had to call.
Yeah.
Private, parang private service ng taxi. Tapos, kaya naman like, madaming people. So yun, very important sa amin, particular kami sa location ng accommodation.
And easy to
kasi
get
kailangan
to,
accessible.
Yeah, mm-mm, especially from the airport.
Yes,
mm-mm,
usually dapat kailangan, hindi yung sobrang raming transfers. Or if maraming transfers, yung madali lang yung transfers.
Yeah.
Kasi ang hirap eh, marami, malaki kami magbagahe.
Yes. We're not light packers. I'm so sorry.
We are not light
packers.
We are not.
But we are strong, independent women. Kanya-kanya
that
kaming
is,
bit-bit
yes.
ng bag.
Yes.
Correct. Kanya-kanya kaming bit-bit ng bag. Si Kyla, kahit maliit yan, ako.
Ay.
Kayang-kaya niya ang maleta niya.
Of course.
Minsan magtataka ka kung bakit mabigat yung maleta niya. Maliit naman yung damit niya.
Malaki lang, ano lang, puffy lang yung jacket.
puffy lang yung jacket.
Pero yun, usually when we choose accommodations, nag-a-adjust kami based on kung ano yung mga requests ng mga tao. Like, kailangan aircon, kailangan may elevator, or kailangan
yeah,
banyo.
Or yung CR. Yun. Actually, CR yung
number
yung
one, actually,
kami.
Yung CR.
Kailangan malinis.
Correct, kasi ano, tsaka marami kami. So, medyo, kailangan, tas puro babae.
Yes.
So, kailangan may enough CR to accommodate the girl.
Yes.
I mean,
yes,
like, the group.
So, actually,
kailangan
normally,
may enough bathroom.
Airbnb tayo, no? Very seldom tayong nag-hotel. Kung mag-hotel man tayo, sobrang small subunits tayo nga.
Yeah, pag
normally, Airbnb.
Tayo. Yeah,
kasi we want
usually Airbnb talaga.
Minimum
tayo.
three bathrooms.
Or two. Kailangan natin ng two.
Korea natin two.
Two? Ah, oo.
Yes.
No, Korea natin two tayo.
Pero surprisingly,
kasi, gabi.
Lalaki pala yung matagal.
Pero kasi malamig eh. So sa gabi tayo naliligo, kaya okay lang.
Oo, true. Ayun, isa pa yun. Kailangan, we check kung ano yung weather?
Winter,
pupuntahan
summer.
Pupuntahan natin. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We always, ano, parang pinag-usapan namin na parang, winter naman, or spring, or autumn naman. Or gusto ba natin mag-beach? Mm-hmm. Ganon.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Usually, nagsaset naman tayo ng budget per day sa accommodations natin. So, yun yung limit namin. Hindi naman kami all out na basta dapat ma-meet lang yung requirement. Siyempre, nag-adjust din kami sa budget. So, usually, nagsaset kami ng certain daily budget na per night na cap namin na hanggang dun lang dapat per person yung gastos namin. Yes. Usually, ganun lang.
So, ang chine-check namin dun is kung, like, kasi syempre there are destinations na mahal talaga yung accommodation.
That's true.
Like for example sa Korea, syempre medyo mas mahal ng onte yung accommodation than compared to yung accommodation namin ng Camiguin. Kasi syempre beach naman yon. Hindi kami particular. So
That was another glamping session. And oh my gosh, that was a special.
Dadating tayo dyan. How to manage
traveling with girls.
Correct. Dadating tayo dyan. Okay. So, after the accommodation, pinag-uusapan namin is yung activities namin. Mm.
Where do you wanna go? We're very considerate of kung ano yung gusto ng isa't isa. Like, meron kami talagang, like, oh, ikaw, ano gusto mong gawin?
Kanya. Usually, we open up a calendar talaga available for everybody. So, nagsishare kami ng Google Sheets. So, we ask everyone to plot in certain activities na gusto nilang gawin para ma-schedule out namin, ma-pan out namin each activity throughout the week. May yung certain person na gusto niyang gawin, makukuha namin.
And
so,
ano,
fair.
Exactly.
Yeah, and we really meet just to plan this trip. As in, grabe, laptops and all. Kala mo may group project kami. Di ba meron time na kasalubong before sa Rockwell? Kala nila may meeting tayo or whatever, may pitch, presentation. They were just planning our Korea trip.
Correct. Kasi, what we usually do is, kunwari, walang like local activity, not local, yeah, walang kunwari like yung local activities, hindi mo pwedeng i-DIY. We get mga
tours
through Klook.
Yes.
KK Day for Korea.
Yes.
Or other agencies
kung kunwari yung accommodation namin may ino-offer din na parang tour service. Mm. Yun yung chine-check namin. Kasi usually, syempre, ayaw na namin
isipin.
Mahaggard na. Pagdating doon, iisa-isahin pa ba natin? Eh, lahat naman to gusto natin puntahan. So, i-book na lang natin ang as a tour.
Especially if it's, if it's far from the city. Mm. Yeah. Yes. Pero if in the city lang, we do it on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Except Nami like, Island. Strong kami din.
Oo.
Ay, hindi tayo pumapalmiya dyan. Lagi tayong fail.
Pero I mean, we survive. I mean,
of course.
Mabagal lang talaga tayo kumilos na hindi natin nakukuha yung time.
No, kasi lahat tayo, hindi tayo nag...
Pressure.
So, kung may hindi nasunod, yes. Okay lang, sige, adjust tayo. Okay lang naman. So, lagi kami naiiwan ng bus.
Correct. Isa pa yun na very, kumbaga...
Flexible?
Aware. Flexible yung barkada namin is that we don't want to travel under pressure.
Yes.
Ayaw namin na parang, kailangan nating habulin tong time na to kasi kailangan natin mapuntahan ito. Kunwari, may set itinerary kami. For example, may set itinerary kami tapos hindi namin ma-meet yung time within that set itinerary. Hindi namin pinipilit.
Yes.
So, kunwari parang, okay, sige, adjust na lang natin. Kung hindi natin kayang puntahan itong place na to, tomorrow na lang, or, di ba, adjust natin to a different day. Mm-hmm. Ayaw namin yung parang, hala, dapat this time, alsa tayo ng ganito. Kasi, pupunta tayo sa ganito.
Yes.
Hindi kami ganun.
Yeah, kasi if you check our... If na makita niyo yung itinerary namin, as in, literally, talaga, plotted talaga lahat yung paglabas, pag-uwi, everything, may time talaga. Even kung saan kakain, anong station, ganyan, paano pumunta doon. So,
isa ako sa very, very matiyagang maglagay ng ganun. Yeah.
Mahilig siya gumawa ng itinerary, pero it doesn't mean talaga na kailangan strict about it.
Yeah.
Just to give us an idea then, and just to be organized about it. Maganda din kasi tignan. Mm-hmm. So at least then we know how to
display pa
manage manage our day wisely.
Yes.
Tsaka kasi hindi mo maiiwasan, like, for example, iba kasi yung feeling pag nandun ka na sa lugar na yon.
And yung pagod.
Ang ganda naman. Oo, yung pagod din. Yun, pero tsaka pag nandun ka na sa place na yon, parang yung feeling mo na, parang wow, ang ganda naman dito. Ang dami kong gusto tignan. Ang dami kong gusto gawin. So, medyo napapatagal kami sa isang lugar. Mm-hmm. So, hindi namin pinipilit na dapat 1 hour lang tayo sa lugar na to. Syempre, kapag ka medyo mas maganda yung place than what we originally expected, nag-a-adjust kami ng time dun sa place.
And there are times naman na bumibilis kami kasi sobrang init. Basta, kalaban namin ang init. Init at gutom.
Oo.
Correct.
Nawawala sa wisyo pag mainit or gutom. Hindi na nasusunod kahit ano.
Acceptable lang sa amin ng mainit pag beach. Correct. Acceptable lang sa atin ng init pag beach. Pero kapag ka like city travel tapos mainit,
hindi kami nag-e-enjoy. Sadly.
No.
Hindi kami nag-e-enjoy.
Kaya pagpansin mo. So, last night, ma-share ko lang last night kasi I was well prepping for this. Tinitignan ko yung Instagram nating tatlo. Nakakatawa kasi ang dami nating pictures. Sobrang balot na balot tayo. So, this says a lot about us.
Oh my
gosh.
Pero wala ka masyado makikita sa Instagram ko kasi
alam ko na nag-archive ka ba o nag-delete ka ng photos.
Nag-archive ng hindi ako nagre-rebrand. Nag-archive lang ako kasi parang wow!
new life, new Anna ba?
Correct. Tanggalan natin yung mga kalat. Ang daming kalat post doon eh.
Pero totoo.
Yeah.
Go. Ande, sasabihin ko lang kasi sana na people might think na puro Korea tayo, but to be honest,
ay, hindi naman.
It just happened in 1 year. Pero like, we've been friends for how many years since 2000? We've been friends for 12 years already. So, ang dami na rin namin napuntahan na ibang places.
It just so happens na yung pinaka-last trip kasi din namin was Korea. So, yun yung recent memories namin.
Yun yung very fresh sa amin lahat.
So, just before the pandemic, became a pandemic. We were in Korea. That was the last trip of the year. So, very, very, very new to us, you know?
Yes. yun lang ang lasting memory. Na 2020.
Kasi wait, so kung 2020 we were in Korea, 2019 we were in
Korea.
Korea.
No, I went to a lot of places nung 2019. Sorry. Pag ako, wag yun ako tanungin kung saan ako pumunta.
Oo, medyo travel ano tong isa eh. Laging mahirap i-pin down kung nasaan. Kailangan adjust kami sa schedule.
But in fairness, we do our best and we make it.
Of course. We make it because we all want to be there, you know? Anyway, so
yun, kapag gumagawa tayo ng itinerary, doon na natin tinitake into consideration yung budget per person. So, syempre, kailangan naming i-adjust sa isa't isa kasi hindi naman kami pare-pareho ng, like,
only wallet.
allowed spending money. Yes. So, tinitake into consideration namin yun. And it's something na talagang pinag-uusapan ng barkada.
Oh, yes.
Like, kunwari ako, like, sabihin ko, ang budget ko talaga for accommodation, kaya ko lang, kunwari, 800 per night. Pero may isang kabarkada na kaya niya mag 1,500 per night. Siyempre, into consideration natin na, yung isang friend natin, 800 lang budget niya. So, we have to meet yung maximum budget ng person na yun. So, even when it comes to the activities, we take that into consideration as well.
Even
as in, hindi kami nahihiya magsabi sa isa't isa.
Ayoko niyan.
Very open.
Kayo friends. So, huwag kayong mahiya magsabi sa mga kaibigan ninyo kung meron kayong
pilitin.
Maximum budget.
Yes.
Oo, kasi huwag yung pilitin kung hindi kaya. Kung ano ang max budget na kaya, you work around that budget. Kaya nga kayo nagsiset ng budget. So yun, dapat huwag kayo mahiya na, ito lang yung budget ko eh. I mean, I'm sure your barkada will understand. Your friends will understand. Kasi it's more than the activities naman na ginagawa nyo. It's the time that you're spending with each other.
Yes, the bonding
moment. Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Although we don't always stick to the same activities, ha? We sometimes do our each other's kanya-kanya kami activity. So, that's also one of the things that we consider. Kasama na din yung budget. So, kunyari, Anna, like that time, ayaw niya mag-ski. So, hindi siya mag-ski. Or, ayaw kong gawin yung tour nila sa whatever.
Kung kunwari nag-cup sleeve event kami ni Kyla separately, eh hindi yes. naman thing niya na yun.
So yung wala,
hindi siya sumama sa...
Mag-isa kami.
Kanya-kanya kami. Yeah, isa pa pala yun. Like, if hindi kailangan...
We're always
like,
together. Kunwari,
kunwari you're spending 5 days together, pero there are activities na hindi talaga thing so, ng isa't isa, it's okay to do things on your own. As in, hindi kahit domestic or international yan, okay lang na gawin ninyo yung gusto ninyong gawin on your own. Mm-hmm. For example, when you went to Korea, Yana wanted to go to
coffee store.
Hindi siya cafe. Basta parang
coffee roastery siya.
Ayun. Uh-huh. She wanted to go there. Pero at the same time, kami ni Kyla, may gusto kaming puntahan na different events. I wanted to go to a cup sleeve event. Kyla wanted to go to a...
movie screening.
Parang, special movie screening. So, hindi namin pinilit na, okay, we all have to, like, go together. Ganon. Uh-huh. We just said na, sige, let's just meet afterwards. You go do your own thing in the morning. Tapos meet tayo at a certain place after.
Yes.
So yun, okay lang din yun. Okay na gumawa kayo ng sarili ninyo on your own. Basta majority pa rin ng trip, magkasama kayo.
Yes. So like,
kasi hindi naman solo trip.
Like pag local, sige, go yan.
Go lang.
Ikaw lang muna. Pag local trips, like we have the diving group and then we have the non-diving.
Yeah, I was just gonna mention that napansin ko din pag local trips though, big group tayo na local, actually mas madalas magkakasama talaga tayo most of the time. As in pag local. Pansinin nyo, Camiguin, Ardumaguete, halos hindi tayo naghihiwalay pag local trips talaga.
Mm-mm.
Unless, like yun nga, sabi mo diving group. Siyempre, kaming diving group, kami man lang. Pero kahit that, even within that group ng diving, di kami naghihiwalay.
Mm-mm.
The whole trip.
Although, kami sa same place.
Oh, nandun din naman kayo. Oo. Like, for example, nung Camiguin.
Ayun, Camiguin. Like, definitely, oo.
The five divers, nag-dive. Tapos si Kyla, si Kari, and Zarel, nag-sightseeing sila.
Nag-snorkeling sila.
Correct.
Sa island.
Nag-meet na lang yung boat sa island. Sa White Island after.
Pero
so, yun, okay lang to do
hindi na tayo naghihiwalay eh.
Yeah, hindi tayo naghihiwalay.
Pag international, kasi we like to shop our own things or like to go to different events. Ayun, there's specific things na sobrang hiwalay talaga. So, parang, especially for international, parang meron kaming allotment na one day or one morning, ganyan na.
Na-free.
Oo, na-free.
Free time namin talaga.
That's kaya true. Medyo matagal talaga kami mag-travel.
Bakit? Matagal correct. Na ba yung days natin?
9 days? I mean...
matagal ba yun? Is that considered long?
Of course! For an average working person, naubos mo na halos yung leaves mo.
Leaves mo. Matagal yun. Matagal tayo mag... travel. Depende. Like, yung quota, hindi ganun eh. Parang 5 days.
Quota natin, I think, was 5 days or so. Pero jam-packed yung full day. Jam-packed yung quota. Napagod ako sa quota natin. Kasi talagang all our itinerary natin per day talagang punong-puno.
Tapos yun talagang konti lang days natin.
Ah, balas.
Kinailangan isiksik yung activity.
That's true.
Tapos, isa pang particular sa atin is the food. We have to take into consideration the food. Kasi may like allergies, mga food restriction.
Vegan.
Kailangan namin i-take into consideration sa barkada namin. Kung pare-pareho kayo ng diet ng barkada, walang problema. Sa amin, we have to adjust sa isa't isa. We have to make sure na yung mga kakainan namin, may makakain lahat.
Yes, like me, so I don't like spicy at all.
Yung mga food restriction na yun. So, spicy, vegan.
Yung isa ayaw ng halo-halo.
Si Shell.
Ayaw niya yung mixing-mixing na masyadong maraming
Kailang very simple.
Gusto niya simple food. Ganyan.
Mm-mm.
And then,
halo talaga.
Kailangan din na parang as much as possible may convenience store malapit. Kasi mahilig kami mag-snack.
Snack!
That's a number one agenda pagdating doon. Oh, let's buy snacks.
Snacks. Mm-hmm. Hindi pwedeng walang mahilig laman yung parto.
Mahilig kami mag-snack. Mm-hmm. Tapos pag Airbnb, yung ref namin may laman talaga.
Oo, kasi hindi kami pwedeng magutom. Kanya-kanya kami ugali pag gutom.
Correct. Mm-mm. Kailangan may convenience store malapit or kunwari domestic, kailangan may malapit or within dun sa mismong hotel or place na pinag-stay namin. May snack sila, madaling mag-order, yung ganun.
Naalala ko yung kamigin natin.
Yung barkada namin, hindi pwedeng nagugutom.
Ay, hindi talaga.
Hindi talaga. Kasi imagine mo yung kamigin natin, halos buong araw tayo nag-travel from Manila to CDO, land travel CDO to the port. Tapos from port, nagbangka tayo to the island, to the island, to the resort. So buong araw kami nagta-travel. Pagdating namin sa resort, parang 1.5 to 2 hours yung waiting time namin sa pagkain. Di na kami nag-uusap.
Correct.
Tinry pa natin maglaro ng card game noon, pero parang wala ng gana.
Wala na talaga. Kasi
pitik na yung lahat.
Pumipitik
na. Pumipitik na po lahat.
Pero we don't fight.
We don't fight.
Okay. We don't fight kapag gutom kami, but makikita mo na medyo mabilis na mainit.
May internal struggle.
Sensitive moments.
Ako pa naman
sensitive
din, mainitin
ng isa't isa kapag kagutom na. So, tinitake into consideration namin yun. Tapos, pag traveling, when it comes to packing naman, what things
we have specific packing list din dun sa Google Sheet natin.
Yes, mga must-brings natin. We usually have also suggested
talaga. Towel, ayan. Especially if nag-Airbnb yung towel, ganyan. We need to bring our own towel. Vitamins nga, nilalagay namin.
Tapos usually nagtatanong kung mayroon na magdadala ng hair dryer kung so, wala
ganito,
or
uh-oh.
Ano.
Para
hindi
share na lang sa
hindi lahat magdadala.
Si Anna, sorry, ang pinaka-vivid memory ko. How many lipsticks should I bring? Natatandaan ko yan.
Tapos yung reaction nila,
ano?
Bakit ilang lipstick ba susuotin mo sa isang araw?
The struggle
first
was
ever
real.
Korea.
Ah, talaga ba?
The struggle was
ako pa,
first ever Korea.
Lang. Ay, but kasi naman yung first ever Korea natin, grabe talaga, na-infect natin, Ana, yung dalawa. Araw-araraw nag-aayos.
Totoo.
Hindi nila napigilan, sila din
nag-aayos. Kasi naman, no,
nakulat
tayo
ng buhok si Martina.
Lalabas kayo ng Airbnb, kayo plakada-plakada, tapos kami ganito lang.
Hindi, tsaka masaya mag-makeup kasi malamig.
Oh, well, that's true.
Yes.
Oo, hindi nakakatunaw.
Hindi natutunaw. Mm-hmm. So, medyo masipag tayo mag-makeup nung first ever Korea natin kasi winter siya.
Bakit?
So,
parang pangalawa din naman na nag-makeup tayo. Well, ako barely.
Saan?
Nung second
hindi,
back.
Basta na tayo mag-makeup. Nung second
Korea. Eh, pero kasi masikip yung space natin eh.
Second Korea.
This year,
feeling
this January.
Feeling ko lang dahil sa masikip sa space. Iba yung pagod natin.
Oy, Ana.
Size of aging!
Ah. Akala.
Maybe in another episode.
Sorry, inside joke.
Oh my gosh. Oh, ano second Korea? Minsan hindi na ako nagdadala ng bag. Ganyan.
Yun yung nagpunta tayong Nami Island na lahat binulsa mo.
I love my jacket.
Nami Island walang dalang bag. Nasa jacket lang lahat. Ganun siya, guys. Pero yun, medyo pagod tayo nung itong pinaka-recent natin na Korea. Kaya hindi tayo masipag mag-makeup.
Noong ano din?
Hindi pa na yung dahilan.
Ano nung tayong dalawa lang din?
Kasi summer. Summer
sobrang
kayo.
Sobrang init.
Kasi
hindi nakaka-pretty.
Hindi nakaka-pretty. Bawat ano, bawat lakad namin, teka, pos, spray. Punas. Electric fan.
Fairness dun sa mga cooling wipes and cooling sprays na yun, ha?
Effective
pala.
Talaga.
Oh.
Effective nga.
Nag-uwi ako ng ganung, ang rami kong inuwing ganun na wipes. Nung Japan, kasi sa Japan din pag summer, guys, please lang, wag tayo mag, pero gusto ko marik ng birthday ko. I know, pero guys, ang init talaga.
Mainit nga
hindi
talaga.
Siya makatao. As in, if you watch videos of me nung traveling ko ng Japan, wala akong ibang sasabihin sa IG stories ko. Ang init, ang init, ang init.
Init na init lang talaga.
Kailangan talaga beach kami kung mainit. Kung hindi kami happy.
Mm-mm. Hindi. Mag-uugali lang kami.
Magpapaka-prinsesa kami kanya-kanya.
Correct. So, ilang beses na natin nabanggit na very flexible tayo and nag-a-adjust tayo sa isa't isa. So, paano nga ba, paano tayo nag-a-adjust sa travel style ng isa't isa? Kasi definitely per person, iba-iba talaga siya.
I guess malaking part din dun is we also know each other very well. So, hindi namin siya tinitake into personal pagka kunyari alam namin ganito yung nangyayari or ganyan. So, alam namin kung paano mag-adjust. Kahit hindi na namin pag-usapan ng maayos, mag-adjust na kami. So, malaking bagay na you know who you travel with. Definitely. Yes. Marami na tayong examples na mga ganyan.
Yeah, and we've been friends for 12 years eh. So, we know each other's quirks. Alam namin na
kung ito, sino mag-work together in the same room, yes, sino dapat hindi magkasama ganyan. Sa roommates. Yun. Usually, alam na namin kung sino dapat ang magkasama sa rooms at magkasama.
Kung sino dapat yung nagigising ng ibang tao. We have mommies in the house. Kung sino mag-navigate. Ganyan.
May mga bawal manggising kasi grabe manggising.
Example, like, ito specific example. So, the first time namin nag-travel to Kota Kinabalu, we were in 1, 2, 3, 4 different rooms.
Uh-oh.
So, dalawang rooms, couple rooms, tapos isa Sinigana and Erica, and then isa Kyla, me,
Zarel.
Yeah. So, yung room namin, 4 rooms kami. So, yung room namin, tatlo kami yung assigned to wake up per one room each.
We're the mommies.
We're the mommies kasi mabilis kami mag-isip sa
alarm. Ganito
kami, tulog. Tapos pag nagsabay-sabay na yung alarm namin.
Sabay-sabay.
Ganun talaga. As in, wow, okay, let's wake up. We have to wake them up. Yun, ganun. So, yun, nag-a-adjust kami sa isa't isa. Tsaka, malakas yung paano kami makiramdam sa isa't isa. Like, for example, yes, we're doing an activity, tapos we feel na medyo hindi na vibe nung isang person, medyo mag-a-adjust kami ng onte. Tapos, for example, yun nga, yung pinag-uusapan namin kanina na merong mga activities na hindi talaga kayang gawin. So, example, nung kaming four ng friends na nasa Korea kami, gusto nilang mag-roller coaster.
T-Express!
Gusto nilang mag-T-Express sa Everland. May isang friend, aka me, na ayaw sumakay ng T-Express. So, hindi nila ako pinilit. Sumakay pa rin sila. Niwan lang nila ako sa baba. Tapos, pagtapos nila, nag-meet na lang kami after. Pagdating nila dun sa baba sa akin, nakiki-jamming-jamming ako dun sa mini show na nagaganap.
Ang hiling mo so, sa ganun. Kasi dati, nag-bike kami. Ayaw mo din mag-bike.
Ay, so, pagbalik kasi namin, ako mo mag-bike.
Nagpo-photoshoot siyang mag-isa.
Hindi, pero kasi may option dun may sa option, like, four-wheelers.
Ang totoo naman.
Hindi.
Yun. Wala. Kunwari, nag-bike sila lahat. Like, literal, everyone. Nag-bike
yes,
sila.
Yes. Another one is, kami ni Chell,
Zipline
kami.
Ay, oo. Kami hindi. Ang lamig naman kasi mm-hmm. nag-zipline kayo.
It was so much fun. At tagal nyo.
As in, totoo naman. Yun, winter, nag-zipline sila. Nag-zipline? Kami hindi.
Mm-hmm. Oo, so adjust kami. Even pagka may conflicts na nangyayari during the trips, minamanage din namin siya. Kasi hindi din may iwasan. Although, hindi talaga kami nag-aaway-aaway talaga. Pero definitely may mga conflicts within the trips, diba?
Mm-hmm. So, merong mga small.
Hindi maiiwasan yun.
We manage.
But we have, kasi like, because nga we know each other so well, meron mga iba talaga as in, well, siguro kaming tatlo na parang, okay, let's go. Parang very, kami, okay, what up? Let's move on. Parang ganon.
Correct.
We don't,
speaking of con...
Hindi ko na maalala kung ano sabihin ko. I mean, like, hindi ko makontinue. Hindi ko ma-finish yung thought. So, go ahead.
Okay. So yun, speaking of conflict, kasi hindi nga siya maiiwasan during a trip na mayroon talagang conflicts, how do we parang handle conflicts during a trip? As in, while you're on the trip, ano yung ginagawa natin?
Ako, I'm detached.
Do you touch? Ako, depende sa mood.
Depende pala kung sino.
Madepende kung sino.
Tapos kung ako,
depende kung petty.
I talk about it.
Si Anna, ang laging involved. Number one, she's the, ano eh, parang spokesperson of her group. She's very vocal. She will
yes
make you talk about it so that we can move on. Ako, mere spectator lang ako.
Very, correct. Very, well, ganun, yun nga, depende din kasi sa personalities namin as people. Ako kasi yung personality ko, so I'm very vocal. I when there's conflict, I want to talk about it. We have to talk about it. Or, kahit hindi siya ma-resolve,
you're always
at least ma-put on the table.
Kailangan ikaw, ano, sige na, pag-usapan na, mag-butt in ka na.
O oh, kaya, ano, kausapin mo naman, oh.
Yun, para, hindi, yun nga, siguro, and may, like, during, like, sa conflict, during a trip, per person in a barkada, may different role kasi kayong piniplay.
Yes.
Or may different role kayong tinitake sa barkada ninyo. And sa amin, yun yung role ko. Na ako, since ako yung vocal, ako yung
mediator.
Ah, hindi lang kasi vocal. Very, tsaka, the way I say things kasi, kahit masakit.
She's very,
hindi siya offensive.
Ganyan. So light lang. Kahit gano'ng kagrabe yung conflict, wala lang. She takes it as it is.
So, yun. So, yun. Ang key kasi is, kung kayang pag-usapan, kahit hindi ma-resolve, at least, ma-put out there lang na there's something happening. Yung hindi yung parang you brush it off, pero nabubuo na pala yung ines, yung galit in your heart. So, huwag ka yung galit in your heart. Pero yun, like, syempre hindi maiwasan. Mainis ka talaga during...
We have to talk about it because nga, it affects the whole group. It affects yung mood, the trip, ganyan.
The overall dynamics na mangyayari during the trip, maapektuhan talaga if we don't acknowledge each other's emotions.
Pinag-uusapan talaga namin. Para lang, at least, aware kami na there are certain things na medyo mas, ano, mas mag-ingat kami.
Mm-mm.
Like, for example, sa like, the words we say or the things we do. Para lang aware lahat. Especially when you're traveling in a big group. Iba kasi yung pag, kunwari, tatlo lang kami or dalawa lang kayo na magta-travel. Iba yung kailangan mong
mas madali. Mas like, konti din
dynamics,
yung... Mas konti yung kailangan mong i-consider kasi isang tao lang naman yung kailangan. Unlike pag big group, lahat i-consider mo and at the same time, kung paano mo siya i-consider na each and one na apektuhan. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng ganito yung siya lang kasi kailangan mo din consider yung isa. Pero together, paano mo sila i-consider together? Diba? So maraming adjustments din talaga nangyayari. Yeah.
Correct.
It's harder pag big group nga siya. Totoo.
Yun na, mas madami kang kailangang i-manage na expectations. Kasi mas malaki yung grupo. So yun, pero you can make it work.
Oh, definitely. We won't be friends still.
You can make
still.
It work. Kung hindi namin nalalagpasan yung mga yun, we really make it work na, sige, adjust na lang tayo. Yun, very important yun. You have to be flexible with each other. And huwag nyo masyadong damdamin. Like, always remember na when you're traveling, may fatigue factor. I mean, I know it's a vacation and you're supposed to be having fun.
It's still
and ganyan,
tiring, you know.
Pero, it's still tiring. May fatigue pa rin na kasama. Kasi you're doing more activities than what you usually do in a day. So, yun, be considerate and understanding of each other. Important. Yes.
That's true. And then usually, after the planning, di pala tapos na pala tayo sa planning.
Bumalik ka sa planning.
Oo nga.
Correct. What else do we do?
What else do we do ba after when we travel? Food, usually we consider, yeah, we plan around food sometimes also. And then, conflict.
What's a funny memory? Or like a happy memory?
Oh, marami.
A happy memory that Marami,
so many
pero like
moments.
Something, one thing that you can that now we can share, a fun like a fun memory that we have when traveling. Hala, kailangan ko din mag-isip kasi
marami tayong ganung moments. Which one is standing out the most to me at the moment? Ang hirap naman nito.
Ang hirap naman.
Oo, kailangan. Mali pala yung question.
Ano ba? Per trip kasi merong something significant eh. So parang ang hirap to just pick one.
Every trip is special.
Yes, on its own right. Happy memory ba? Significant memory.
I like our Everland trip and of course yung na-engage.
Oh, that's true. That was a special moment.
So, I think, nung March last year,
2019,
the reason why we went to Korea is not just for vacation. So, we actually really wanted the entire barkada to be there. But unfortunately, three of our kabarkadas weren't able to join us. But yun, five of us were there kasi one of our friends got engaged in Korea.
It was
a very memorable trip for us kasi sobrang big moment sa life.
We were part of it.
Oo, sa life ng friend namin. And grabe, the struggle. Oo, the struggle to keep that a secret
for one year. More than a year.
Oh my gosh. Especially for me and Kyla because we had to keep it a secret for 1 year. Na we were aware na our friends gonna be engaged.
Grabe.
But, oh my gosh. Sobra. And that yung day nung mismong araw na ma-engage, the way we had to like push it to happen.
Grabe.
Pero yun nga, kahit all the struggle, the pahirap, sobrang worth it. Like, yung brief moment na yung engagement na yun, when it happened, iba yung
nag-last
saya.
Yung happiness throughout the trip.
Actually.
Nag-last yung happiness
parang
throughout the trip.
Parang na-engage din kami. So, sobrang saya namin.
Parang na-engage
parang
din
na,
kami.
Totoo.
Grabe.
Dala
as
namin
in,
siya the whole
parang
trip.
Parang kaming na-engage.
It was on their first day when they arrived, di ba? That's why.
It was on the first day na they arrived. Nauna kasi tayo, and then nung nag-arrive sila, we planned out the day. Like, all the places that we went to that day, may possibility na doon gawin. But we really
suspense.
Pati kami na surprise na asa end pa pala. As in, like, yung itinerary namin on day na yon, lahat ng specifically na pinuntahan namin was to make sure na lahat ng places na yon pwede nang doon mag-propose. As in, dito na yon, eto na yon. Like, when we were sa Han River,
handa-handa na si Anne. Nag-speech na kayo.
Handa-handa na ako. Correct. Kasi sobrang ready na ako sa Han River, but it didn't happen. So, we really had to go to
Namsan Tower ba?
The mountain?
Naksan Park.
Naksan Park. Sa top ng mountain.
I remember the struggle to climb that mountain.
Na tayo lang yung nag-climb kasi yung isang taxi nag-attend.
Nag-taxi dumiretso.
Sila daw kasi yung ma-engage. So, kailangan yung
so, kailangan ma-keep yung energy.
Meron pang shopping bags yung mga friends natin.
Oo, kasi naman akala namin hindi na mangyayari. Actually, in the first place kami, hindi ko alam yon. Nung time na we were on the trip, I didn't know that he was going to propose. Nagkamali lang sila, thinking na, I think, si yung brother niya.
Nalito.
Si brother niya, nalito niya. Akala niya ako, ikaw, Ana. So, nung kinausap niya ako, akala niya, alam ko. So, I was like, huh?
And the moment na sinabi niya sa'yo, Yara, we were going out of the restaurant.
Yes.
So you were so confused.
I was so confused.
Ikaw, you're like, huh? What's happening?
Tapos sabi niya, sabi ni Mark, sabi niya, that's not Anna. I don't know anything. I will act like I don't know anything. Pero that nang nalaman ko, isip ko, shit, sino pa may alam? Hindi ko alam kung paano ko i-bring up to. Kasi, how will I know? Who knows?
I found out na lang na alam mo nung dinner.
Ah, yes.
Nakakilala tayo sa bahay niya.
Chicken.
Grabe yon.
Nakakatawa talaga.
Kasi hindi ko alam
I think, I think for us, yung 10-year anniversary natin to come again, sobrang memorable yun.
That's true.
As in, ang daming nangyari nung, madaming nangyari nung come again trip.
Nag-anodan kami, ano yun? Garter. Chinese garter.
Nag-Chinese garter ba
Chinese
tayo?
Chinese garter tayo?
Oo, oh, sa so CDO.
Sa room! Actually, ang dami nating ginawa nung trip na yun.
Because
island, we went around the island. We went to multiple hot springs. We did river rafting.
Naihi lang tayo ng ihi.
Correct. Nakakaloka talaga. Natatandaan nyo, nag-river rafting tayo. Nakagaling ko lang nito ng Bali na na-injure ako. May ankle sprain ako. My God! Tapos nag-river rafting tayo. Ang kapal ng mukha mo, girl! Anglit ka?
Ano namin natin ginawa nun? Tapos ang cute-cute nating barkada natin kasi yung resort natin, yung van niya, yung shuttle niya to go around the, ano, is like a
parang
little open
golf cart.
Oo, na malaking open, ano lang. So, tinitingnan tayo lahat ng mga tao. Tapos the whole time, naalala nyo, binabati siya ng yung driver natin, binabati siya happy birthday ng mga tao.
Kasi puro babae.
Sakay niya. Hindi mo ba napansin yun? Lahat ng mga kasalubong siya, binabati siya na happy birthday. Parang ganun, happy birthday.
Superman.
Oo.
Na minsan, we didn't know if we were gonna make it. Bumibigay yung natin. Cart
pero sulit correct. Yun na, guys. Oh sobrang, gosh, sulit sobrang sulit nung kamigin trip natin. Kasi even yung expenses natin, we're not that much, pero sobrang dami nating activities na nagawa.
Nag-waterfalls pa tayo.
Oh.
Sobrang lamig. Tapos kumain tayo ng parang local delicacy, yung, I forgot what it's called eh.
Oh,
yung nilalagyan ng Arnival.
Dyan yun sa may waterfall.
So may waterfall.
So nag-enjoy tayo sobra to the point na we were asking kung merong lupang binibenta doon.
Oh my gosh, yes!
We wanted for lunch.
Yes, we were asking our guide, kuya, meron bang lupang binibenta dito na beachfront na ganitong kalaking size para pwede namin paghati-hatian.
Oh my gosh, we were so keen on getting a land in Camiguin.
Yes.
In,
because it's of, ano,
we were all like, wow. Sobrang na-enjoy natin.
Kasi actually, kahit na tourist destination siya, hindi siya sobrang punong-puno ng tourists. Mm-hmm. And then sobrang bait ng mga tao. And then the food there was totoo. Good also.
Oh,
and then the places that you can
the
visit
Dolce
was
Vita.
Pretty. Oh, yeah. The Italian
yes. Na wala na palang tricycle.
Yan.
Sarap kasi talaga.
Nagugutom na ako. Pero ang bait ng owner, di ba? Hinatid na lang niya tayo pa uwi. Kasi wala nang tricycle.
Kasi wala nang tricycle.
Apparently, paggabi doon eh.
Two batches pa. But we ordered so much din kasi parang hindi nila in-expect na big eater yung barkada.
Oh my gosh.
Kasi yung babae.
Big eaters talaga kami. Expenses namin.
Food is
talaga.
Tipid. Yes, food is never yun. Something na talagang tinitipid namin. Totoo.
Yes.
Doon talaga napupunta yung budget. Food. Hindi kami nagtitipid when it comes to food. Ayaw talaga. Yun. If there's one thing you need to know, ayaw namin nagugutom.
Yes.
And we always over-order.
Oh, that's not new, Kyla. Even here, locally, when we have dinners here lang. It doesn't
multiple
have to be out of the country.
Food, multiple food pandas.
And kanya-kanyang delivery, akala mo merong catering.
Ganun kami. As in, parang may gusto ka, oh, to go order.
Tapos hindi pa talaga magtatanong na parang, tingin mo yung order ko. Order mo na.
Tapos pagdating. Okay, I think yan. We over-ordered. Lagi natin yung sinasabi. As if we don't know ourselves.
Yes.
Correct. Tapos kailangan ang una mag-order kung sino yung pinakagutom.
Maraming order.
Kasi oh my gosh. Natin. Another thing pa na that's so ano, distinct sa barkada natin, yung hatian ng ano bill.
Split-wise.
Guys, yes. If magta-travel kayo, split-wise is your best friend.
Important ang split-wise.
Eh, or
split-wise ang best friend na.
Yes, that's true. Or another app siguro. I'm sure there are other apps that similar. But ours, personally, we use split-wise talaga. It's good kasi pwede siyang multiple yung multiple payers, pwedeng adjust yung magkano yung amount, hindi siya kailangan fixed hatian. And then at the same time, multiple currency siya. So pwedeng iba-ibang currency yung gamitin mo.
Kaya so, very dependent kami sa split-wise kasi especially kapag nagmamadali, yung parang sa restaurant ka pa ba magsi-split ng bill?
isa muna magbabayad.
Oo, isa muna gawin. Parang, ako na muna guys, ha? Tapos, like, dagdag na lang. Tapos, kunwari, short on cash yung isa. O, pwede ikaw muna. Bayaran na lang kita. Ganon. So, mas dumadali ang buhay.
Yes. Hindi naman kami, ano, swapang.
Oh, correct.
Magugulit ka na lang, bayad na pala.
Correct.
Tapos, ang dami mo ng utang.
Yung trip nga nung Hong Kong natin, parang for the first few days, hindi talaga ako naglabas ng pera.
Ako yung mom
nun. Hindi ka talaga gumastos.
Si Kyla.
Si Kyla yung mom nun.
Kasi siya yung designated na ano eh, taga-book ng whatever flights. Needs to be booked prior to the trip.
Mm-mm. Usually ako ang nagbo-book. So normally...
Tsaka may magic hands. FYI, important, hindi man important, pero like, swerte kayo kung sa barkada nyo, may magic hands. Si Yara, may magic hands. As in,
bilis.
Guys, eto ha, sabay kami nagbubok. Nakabook siya ng 6 na tao, ako isa lang.
Together ha,
magkatabi pa kami.
Magkatabi pa kami. As in, sobrang funny. As in, grabe. Tsaka si Yana, swerte siya. Like, pagdating sa seat sale, sa, tapos minsan, like, pag chinek niya yung isang site, mas mura sa kanya. Hindi namin alam kung bakit. Like, swerte siya sa ganon. So, swerte ka sa merkada kasi we have a Yana.
Masipag din mag-check.
Pero totoo,
masipag matyaga, din mag-check.
So, siya talaga matyaga, reason correct. Kung bakit kami nagkakaroon ng mga trips. Kasi biglang, wanna go to, ano?
Correct, siya
pag may
ngayon,
gusto
siya
akong, may gusto akong puntahan usually. Kasi normally,
nakabook na
yung, yung in the first place kasi yung family ko hindi ma-travel talaga. If ma-travel kami, it's usually locally and road trips talaga. So if international or flights trips na kailangan ng flights, sila talaga hinihila ko. So normally pag may gusto ko, ibubuk ko kayo ah. Ganon.
Okay. Okay na lang kami.
Wala na silang choice. Usually ganon naman. So actually naka-book pa rin kami for next year. Kami nila, Erica, we're still planning, not push through, but we're still hoping to go to our trip, to go diving with the manta rays. We're still not sure kung matutuloy, because we just rebooked it eh. Well, hopefully. And then, since we were together with Martina the other day, nagbook kami ng Sikihor.
What a random book.
I know.
Correct.
It was on sale. For May pa. So, we shall see kung matutuloy. Only rebooking naman ngayon eh. Pero ito sa sale
eh. Yun.
You know, for the longest time kasi Shell wanted to invite us over to Sikihor. So, maybe if time permits and
the
pandemic permits, yes, is better. Baka we can all go still on May sa Sikihor. Sa lupa ni Chelly.
Hirap din kasi mag-travel ngayon. Ang dami requirements.
Oo, totoo. Kaya hindi kami talaga, hindi pa kami sure. We just have the tickets just in case. Pero if hindi siya, i-move na lang namin. Bahala na.
True. Anyway. We'll see. But definitely, hopefully, pero definitely na yun. Magkikita-kita kaming lahat on
January! Yes! Meron na!
We will see each other!
With safety protocols and everything.
Yes. With safety protocols.
Quarantines.
But we're actually talking about how we're going to do it. Are we planning to overnight or not?
Ayun, yun. Definitely, we'll be seeing each other ng ano. We'll be seeing each other ng
January. Oh, then maybe we can record something then together.
Yes! We'll be recording together, not through Zoom.
Oh.
Magkikita-kita tayo.
Anyway.
So, yun. Wow. We have been talking for an hour.
We
really love to travel. Napasarap ang kwentuhan about traveling. Mm-hmm. So,
nag-limit pa mo kami.
Correct. One last advice for all those listening.
Oh, sige, mauna ka na.
Ako? Advice, siguro sa akin, ito, specifically for when you're traveling with friends. Kagaya nung sinashare ko kanina, and siguro that's because yun yung role ko sa group namin, is that it's important to be very considerate and understanding of each other. As in terms of everything. Like, sa pagpa-budget, sa destination, willing ba lahat pumunta doon, you have to be considerate. Like, kahit may specific place ka talagang gusto mong puntahin, you have to be considerate and understanding sa gusto din ng mga kasama mo. And at the same time, you have to be considerate and understanding, flexible, and adjust during the trip to make it, diba? To make it enjoyable naman for everyone.
That's true.
So, important yon if you're traveling with your friends, and especially if you're a big group, na flexible kayo and mag-a-adjust kayo sa gusto at ugali ng isa't isa. So, yeah, that's my advice.
Ako muna? Or yun na, Kyla? Anyway, to ako na.
Parang gusto mo naman. So, the floor is yours.
Ako na. Anyway, in addition to what Anna was saying, i-connect ko na lang doon. It's very important to voice out things that you want to say. Very important. Kasi although it is a trip with your friends, it's also a trip for yourself. So, important na nasasabi mo sa friends mo kung ano yung gusto mong gawin or not. And dahil nga, considerate naman ng friends mo to begin with, they will understand that there are things that you want to do on your own or things that you don't like to do or things that ayaw mo talaga to begin with. Ayaw mong kumain ng ganyan or ayaw mong gawin yung ganyan. Ayaw mong matulog sa ganito. And so, it's very important to voice out kasi nga, it's not just their trip, it's your trip too. So, I think that's very important also.
I wanted to say that, but
really,
let's change
I'm sorry.
It. It's okay. For me, abusan kasi ako. But ano lang, for me kasi parang cherish those moments with each other. Kasi, like us nga, we didn't know that yung January was gonna be the last trip for the year. And so, make those moments count. Yung mga opportunities to travel together. And when you're there, to really enjoy the moment. Do whatever you wanna do. Be adventurous. Be, parang take that leap of faith. And parang, if you've been thinking na maybe we should do this. Alam mo naman, like, sa atin, mga barkada, madaming plano pero hindi natutuloy. But then, you know, if you get that chance talaga, go and do it. Because it really makes your friendship stronger. You get to... there's a different bond and nagiging mas deep yung relationship niya sa isa't isa. So, like for us, ang dami na naming travels together, dami na namin na pagdaanan as friends, and the fact nga that we've been friends for 12 years, kaya din all those traveling, we made it work because nga, kinala na namin yung isa't isa. And, ayun, so just enjoy the moments and cherish yung mga trips niyo together kasi you never know kung kailan ulit pwedeng mag-travel together and to meet and be together talaga in the same place at the same time. Ayun.
Correct. So yun, very important talaga lahat ng mga shinare natin. And yun nga, guys, if you want to travel, you have to make it happen. You have to make, if you want to go out with your friends, you have to make it happen. As in, make sure na you do all the necessary steps for it to become a reality.
Yes.
So, yon. That will be it for our second episode. Yay! Hindi tayo scammers!
Let's see.
Thank you to everyone. Yeah, thank you to everyone who listened to the first episode. Those are friends namin.
Thanks,
so, Mami, salamat.
Salamat.
And to everyone who listened to this episode, thank you as well. We now have official social media accounts! Yana, please share ano yung ating social media accounts.
For Instagram, it's GIY Podcast? Tama ba?
Yes.
And Twitter, it's also the same at GIY Podcast lang. And then if you want to email us, it's giy.podcast@gmail.com.
Yes, for any request! Any request na topic, ano gusto ninyong malaman,
yes.
You can talk to us through those channels, Instagram and Twitter, or send us an email.
Yes, so yun, actually, we're also available on YouTube pala. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
On YouTube.
Oh, yes,
the,
we are.
The name of the channel is Girl in You Podcast. So that's there also. So you can also watch us there. Subscribe, like, comment.
Yes, please subscribe.
You know.
Yes. Follow us sa social media. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Please heart this podcast on Spotify.
Follow us on Spotify.
Follow us on Spotify. So, yeah. That is it for this week's episode of GIY, Girl in You. We'll see you in our next episode. I'm Anna.
I'm Yana.
I'm Kyla.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.